Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Well, well, well. They said they couldn't be done. I said they couldn't be done.
It's all right.
It couldn't be done. It's fine. It's fine. Because guess what? It's episode 102, and the Celtics just keep on winning. The Thunder are the second hottest team in the league. And don't even ask about our Lakers right now. Just don't.
Not
just
my Lakers.
Talk about that. Not my Lakers. Couldn't be me. I don't know what Torian Prince is doing, but anyway, we'll take a trip around the league and discuss the state of the New York Knickerbockers with Bleacher Report's Dan Favalli on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is
Miles and Jack got mad boosties.
Doncic, deep three. Got it. And Luka Doncic hits 10K.
There you go.
Embiid driving, spinning.
Got it with five. He's going to try another three. Mr. LeBron James.
Giannis with the take. Uh-oh, look out. No, Showtime. What you got, Giannis?
Dan Favalli, writer for Bleacher Report, host of Hardwood Knocks Podcast. Welcome back for your fourth or fifth appearance, I feel like, on the show. One of our favorite guests.
Five-timer.
Dan, how you been, man? Yeah. Get the jacket
we'll give
out.
You the
get
jacket.
The jacket out.
Yeah.
We got to get him a jacket for sure.
What's
get him
good,
a jacket.
Man? How you doing?
I'm excited that you guys keep making terrible decisions and bringing me back on. So it's always a pleasure to be invited back. And I'm currently admiring in the background. Why have I never seen the New York Knicks jersey behind you before?
Oh yeah, that's a little mashup of my favorite things. Obviously, as a big Wu-Tang fan and the Knicks general colorway, yeah, I had to cop that. I got that at during NBA Con actually when we were there in the summer. Because they had those like rap mashup jerseys and I was like, yep, that's all me.
That's an incredible find.
On the back, 36, Shaolin. It's just like, it's got the whole thing. It's got the whole thing.
From the 36 Chambers.
It's a Mitchell and Ness joint, you know, so it's a fish. It's a fish, you know, wouldn't be rocking some fake gear over here, but yeah. And I put it front and center because obviously it's time to talk the Knicks.
Knicks Your might have Knicks. 36 wins by the time people are listening to this. Well, the Wu-Tang Clan has 36 chambers. My Knicks currently 35-23 on the year.
Wow.
4-6 over the last 10.
Yeah. Why is Jalen Brunson not in like the real MVP conversation in any like meaningful way?
you know?
I really think it's because that Jokic and Shai and Luka have just been otherworldly on a different level.
It's hard to get in there, huh?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I think he has a chance to finish fifth on some ballots. And depending on where the Knicks finish with their seeding, especially like now you have the anecdotal bump, which everyone does care about of, oh, Julius Randle missed all this time. They didn't have Mitchell Robinson and OG's out. But as you guys mentioned at the top of this, 4-6 in their last 10, they are very banged up, including Jalen Brunson isn't playing against the Pelicans on Tuesday night. So
yeah. What was that injury? Like a clavicle sensitivity modulation? I had not seen that kind of assessment before.
Yeah, I have no idea. I didn't even know that he was necessarily dealing with it or when it happened. So I mean, and they're just now they're missing four starters, like they're just dealing with injuries at this because people forget that Mitchell Robinson exists. And there's a chance that I don't know if you guys had saw, but Tibbs was talking about like Julius Randle might actually still need surgery. And like his season, they're trying to bring him back, but his season could be over. And even if he does come back because of the shoulder injury and like how like shoulders are just fickle. What does he look like? Like when he comes, he's trying to play through a shoulder injury that may eventually need to be surgically repaired over the offseason. That's going to be like the Knicks look so good on paper now because of the moves they've made. I'm just curious whether we're ever going to see the full product before this year's out.
Right. Yeah. Because, he like Julius Randle has said, like, I want to play through the pain. I don't want to get surgery. What's our feeling on that kind of mindset when it comes to those kinds of injuries? Like, what's the over-under on, like, successfully playing through the injury without exacerbating it to the point where you're like, man, I should have just got the surgery. I should have just waited.
All I can tell you is what I'd do. I'd play through it because I'm tough.
And there you go. Yeah, okay.
I would just, all right, so we've heard it here. Through it.
Yeah.
I mean, you see how much these guys are paid? Come on.
But you better play.
Here's the thing, Jack. Those checks are clearing either way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm prioritizing my long-term health. Here.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's got a new contract that's going to have to come up soon. So if it needs surgery, and if you're hurt, isn't there more of a chance of you just damaging your value by playing poorly in yet another postseason where you had built in excuses where it's, oh, you were injured. Oh, RJ Barrett was our second offensive option or whatever. And now you're on an actual good team with pretty lofty expectations at this point. If I'm Julius and like, I understand the mindset and I'm not in the locker room, he wants to be there for his teammates and this and that, but if it needs surgery, like I'm not trying to play through it. I'm going under the knife and I'm trying to heal up as soon as possible.
Right. Yeah. You want to be able to high five your kids, you know?
right.
You don't want them to be like, oh,
I want to be able to sign my next contract without any pain.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Without like in a cast and using all my like rib rotate, like hip rotation to do a signature. Yeah. I mean, with Julius Randle out, I mean, Josh Hart, man, he's what'd you think of that? What'd you think of that? The Detroit Pistons game? Cause that ended on a bit of a controversial note with Josh Hart winning it at the end and some fouls not being called.
I don't know how they missed that call, but I'm sure you guys saw the entire 20 seconds that led up to that point was just so chaotic. And incoherent. I don't know, but just when you go back and watch the replay, you've literally Dante DiVincenzo taking out like two knees, not even just one. It's like, it have been dual torn ACLs on that play.
Yeah.
And I always wonder, I mean, the Pistons, they probably won't be the worst team in NBA history. Like, if they just go on another epic losing streak, and that's a game that they probably should have won. And they
really
needed. Yeah.
Two in a row that I feel like there were some questionable calls at the end because that Paolo move was, I've heard people make the argument that it wasn't a travel. That argument has not made sense to me as of yet. But wasn't that against Detroit? The Paolo game winner
about the travel.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think so.
Their explanation was really funny on that too. It was just like they just basically recited what happened, and it's like it didn't provide any clarity on why
he was gathering on that first step.
So he kind of gathered and then took a step, and then that one he moved that foot, but the other foot. But anyways,
Poor Monty.
A couple of tough breaks for the Pistons who are trying to avoid ignominy.
Yeah.
On the other side of things.
Oh, wait. Quick question. I have a friend who's a Knicks fan, and he's like, Jalen Brunson, man. Like, he's in the GOAT conversation for the Knicks. I'm telling you. I love this guy. I'm pretty sure I thought Clyde Frazier, is seen as y'all's GOAT. But where is Jalen Brunson? Where is he in the mix in terms of storied Knickerbocker players?
Man, I mean, he hasn't even played two full seasons there yet. I don't even know where. I think you could have a discussion where it's when we look back, is there a chance that Jalen Brunson was a better Nick than Carmelo Anthony?
Right.
Miles's friend is 5 years old, so that's important for contextual purposes. If he's able to take them to a title, to a couple titles over the next, during his career, retire, become the most entertaining broadcaster in the history of New York Knicks basketball.
Ooh, yeah, write a
making
book.
Up. Yeah, write a book about how to be cool, where he explains how to catch flies with your hand and then shake them up and then release them. Then I think we can start having the conversation about him v. Clyde Frazier.
Yeah.
There was a report on the various phrases that Clyde Frazier is averaging this season. And I was really disappointed that spinning and winning was not on there. Spinning and winning, I guess, has fallen out of the rotation. That's my favorite.
I think that's actually shocking, but I will say him calling fewer games probably hurts.
Yeah.
Maybe something like those phrases.
No, we've got average usage per game, and we've got dishing and swishing at 1.2 per game.
Okay. That seems low.
Yeah. See the ball, see your man. I mean, that's just something that people say. I need it to rhyme to be an official Clyde Frazierism. Moving and grooving, posting and toasting is he. Wheeling and dealing, that's not his. Slicing and dicing, I remember. Hacking and whacking was new. Oh. We're down at 0.57 a game. Stumbling and bumbling, that's not necessarily his. But at the very bottom of the list, this one couldn't be more Walt Frazier. Bounding and astounding.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's
okay, Clyde.
Yes.
Bounding and astounding.
But spinning and winning was, oh man, such a such a genius. And then when he would throw a is he on the end.
Right, right. Wait,
is this iambic pentameter? This is, but what a, oh man, true classic. Shout out to my roommate in New York at the time, Sean. And I would just sit there and watch every Knicks game and just be like, is he? Is anybody else seeing this? This guy's
coming from outer space with these lines.
Yeah, moral of the story, he's better than Jalen Brunson. There you go.
Easy. I think this is also coming from a place as someone who just anytime the Knicks start doing well, his circuits get fried. And he's like, dude, this is it. And he's like, Glenn Sanity, man. And I was like, easy. Let's take it one, let's take it a year at a time.
Can you even imagine the inflammatory things that will be said when whoever the best player is on the Knicks, when they end their five-decade championship drought, the stuff that's going to be said about the best guy on that team is just going to be wild.
Astounding and bounding. Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back. We are going to talk about the Celtics.
Hottest team.
Historically great Celtics team. I think we have to acknowledge it. We'll be right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's
Mother's Day and the wind down tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
And we're back.
We're back.
I entered the season thinking it was Denver versus the field. Starting to feel like it is more and more. Taking nothing away from Denver, I think they're still, you know, the most likely to come out of the West. The Celtics are the 10th best. They have the 10th best net rating in NBA history. All of those teams, except for two, won the NBA championship. And one of them was the 2015-16 Warriors. And those were teams that like LeBron beat in the finals, like at the peak of his powers. They're like historically great.
Right.
In terms of net rating. In
the teams that didn't do it were LeBron James defeated them.
Yes. LeBron beat the teams that were in the top 10 and didn't win the title. Everybody else in that top 10.
That bodes well for the Lakers. Won the championship. That bodes well for the Lakers. So, this is, I'm actually liking what I'm hearing. Yeah. This is great.
But I'm currently at a position, you know, as a, you know, fan of the league, fan of the Sixers, but, you know, we're kind of on a break. And then fan of like whoever the Celtics are playing. I'm currently rooting for Denver to win so that they can get home court, like on the off chance that they can win enough games to catch up to the Celtics. But the Celtics are, they're on pace for a 65 win season. They like, they're 9-1 over the last 10. I think they're 8 in front of like the second place team. They're just running away with it. Third in defensive efficiency, highest point differential, 26-3 at home. 10 games over 500 on the road so far. Just destroying everybody. I don't know that anyone in the East matches up well with them.
No, I mean, when you look at their record against Eastern Conference teams, if they win against the Sixers as of this recording, they will have gone a full calendar year without a home conference loss.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Which, I did not know that.
That's, I guess that's cool for them. But I mean, like, the one thing I'm curious about too is just talking about like MVP stuff. What, Tatum is like fifth, like on the ladder, but everyone's just sort of like, what? Like a lot of people are like, what's it gonna take? And I think, you know, I get that there's always like, well, what about the best player on the best team? But I don't think it's that simple anymore.
Yeah, their team is absolutely stacked. Like, right. I feel like Brad Stevens deserves, you know, consideration for executive of the year, like, for sure. But I feel like they're just really, they added two pieces that were, like, apparently, like, I didn't realize this, but were exactly what they needed.
In right.
Holiday had a sense, but Porzingis.
Yeah, Porzingis, you know, really Yeah.
I wasn't catching all of his games before.
I was not high on the Celtics coming into this season. I think they might have been the team I was most wrong about this year. I thought the offense was going to be at a playmaking deficit, and you just have Derek White and Drew Holiday. The stuff that you're able to do without Horford. Porzingis has been way healthier than I thought he's going to be. He's been able to adjust to kind of his role where you're plug and play, but we'll let you punish some mismatches really well. And what they've done defensively is just absolutely ruin lives. And Derek White, he's not going to win because Rudy Gobert exists, but like, he probably should be second or third on the defensive player of the year ballot when you look at just the defensive workload he shoulders. And you guys mentioned how just terrifying they are. There's not. I have the Nuggets still winning the title, but like, there's no argument that the Celtics have the best top six in basketball. Like, you just look at their starting five, and then Al Horford, who's still just doing things at his age, coming off the bench. And there's like some questions about some of the other guys, but you can piecemeal like a seventh, eighth, ninth man rotation together pretty easily when you look at all the options that are on the deck. Like, even getting Xavier Tillman at the trade, like, that's just absolutely massive for them. And so I was so wrong. And there's no good argument, I think, right now for to say why they wouldn't win the title or at least come out of the East. But I do really just wonder what their offense will look like come playoff time. They've cleaned up a lot of their crunch time issues this year, but they're still just like, they don't have a ton of like above average floor generalship on this team. Like, Drew Holiday's not that guy. White's not that guy. I think the thing that is keeping Tatum out of the tippy top of the MVP discussion is, one, he's not going to shoulder the same level of defensive workload as a Giannis just because you have a Derek White, you have a Drew Holiday on your team. Right. But also, just, you're not going to be the same level of playmaker as Shea, Jokic, Luka, of course. And is that a function of the roster or the limitations of his game? I think it's more so, it's about the roster, but we've seen it in the playoffs. It can be a limitation of his game as well. And that's still my biggest question for them, but it's just, as I voice it, just given what they've done this season, I don't even know that I really believe it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what, that was kind of, I was like, there's still something off, you know, maybe like Tatum just doesn't have that instinct that's going to like put people in the ground, and like, he still settles for too many threes. But like, the more, just looking at like how, like where they stack up historically, like, they're on the list with teams that won the title and were memorable. They're like the teams you remember from the decade that they played in, you know, like the, or they are on there with like two teams that were historically great and then lost to like amazing LeBron James team performances in the finals, like two of those. But it's starting to get to a place where it's like, oh man, they're like, whatever we're hoping doesn't work out for them in the playoffs, that it's starting to feel like hopium a little bit.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, it's good for them.
Well, they're a team. Is there a scenario in which they don't win the like, what is
right?
What is the level of like, how disappointing is this if they don't win the title this year? Yeah. Is it, can they come out of the East and this season still be considered a success? Or if they lose in the conference finals or in the NBA finals, there are going to be wholesale questions that need to be answered.
I think starting last year, people like were like, this is when we need this team to win the title. Like, they've right. been close enough times that like, this is, and so anything short of that for Celtics fans, and I think for like how NBA press like views them, like, it is like, they, it's championship or bust at this point. And especially with this historically strong, a, you know, most of the season at this point, I feel like people are going to be starting to be like, maybe there is something, like, maybe there is something to those ideas floating around that like Tatum can't be the best player on a championship team. So we'll see, but it's definitely, I don't know. It's the looking smart dicey money's in Beantown out there for people who aren't Celtics fans.
Yeah. 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 It's going to be real quiet for some of us.
OKC, second hottest team in the league, behind the Celtics, keeping pace with the Wolves, still holding the Nuggets and Clippers off. Second best point differential in the league behind the Celtics. And Shea is, as you mentioned already, like, you know, second to Jokic in the MVP voting or MVP odds for the last 3 weeks. Chet is second on the Rookie of the Year ladder for this past 6 weeks. I don't know. I did predict that they were going to win the title in the off season after just seeing one Chet summer league game. And I don't recommend betting a championship team based on a single summer league game, but
hey, you could be a success story for the yeah, people up
if
there.
If you actually bet on them, what were the odds you got on that?
They were pretty good. I have to pull out the ticket. Give me a second here, because I do keep it in my wallet.
It's all worn
to show
down. The ink's gone. You can't prove it's actually a betting slip anymore. They're like, sir, there's nothing.
I like
on
that
here.
It's a physical betting slip. Apparently,
betting slip. Went to the book and did the business. Well, you're looking for that. I mean,
that's ethical gambling right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Wait, you have it, Jack? He looks like he lost it.
It is
pretending that it isn't lost.
It is fading.
Yeah, be careful with those. Be careful with those.
So I bet $100 to win $10,000.
Woo!
So I clicked $10,100. Yeah,
that's
so
good.
That was they were like, you know, in the middle of the pack in terms of overall odds to win it this year.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, look, they satisfied the Phil Jackson rule, you know, winning 40 before losing 20. They're 40 and 17 now. So there's one little nudge of confidence for you there.
Yeah.
I mean, man, when you think that they only won 40 games the whole of last, they were 40 and 42 last season. You're like, wow, what an evolution they're having.
That's pretty crazy. The other, so I don't know, still keeping an eye on them. I still feel like I'd be really surprised if it wasn't Nuggets and Celtics in the finals.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Chet like throws a wrench into the mix with, you know, Jokic like having to go up against different looks and stuff. Like, I'm not saying Chet's going to like stop him, but definitely gets his hand on balls that only Wemby gets his hand on, you know, otherwise. So
but
speaking
know,
of which.
Wait, did you see that the Dylan Brooks' new technique? That he deployed against the Thunder, high fiving. He just right after the shots released, he's like, "Well, the ball ain't in there. I'm high fiving." And he got there was one where I think Chet threw one up, and he was almost like, "What the heck was that?" It was kind of interesting. But hey, I love seeing the new techniques people are deploying just to you know for defensive purposes.
Yeah. And then my other offseason prediction, that this is just the podcast now. I just check in with my good offseason predictions.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But Wemby winning defensive player of the year, that took a big step forward when he had a triple double with blocks versus the Raptors a couple weeks back. He's averaged 5.6 blocks per contest over the last five games, leads the league overall at 3.3. per contest, leads all rookies in points, made field goals, free throw attempts, steals, rebounds. He's fourth in assists.
Yeah. You think Wemby's the closest to getting the quadruple double or Jokic? Or who do you think? Because, you know, what hasn't happened since 94?
Wemby, for sure.
I guess, but he would have to do it with, so he'll have the points, the rebounds, and then he has to do it with blocks and steals because he probably won't do it with assists. And that feels harder than having to do it with, like, Jokic can do it. He'll get the triple double, and then it's, well, can he get it in blocks and steals? I guess he's not much of a shot blocker.
I mean, Draymond had a triple double without points.
Right.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, no, I mean, Wemby's had a triple double with assists this season. Like, he can do it with assists.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's
probably
the answer. I mean, he might have the quintuple double at some point then.
Yeah.
If he becomes a good enough back.
Yeah, that's wild to think. And it's also interesting to think, like, of the four players to achieve the quadruple double, two of them have been Spurs players.
Yeah.
So he's got a lot of. Because Alvin Robertson did it as a guard in 1986.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, wow.
That's unbelievable.
That's because then, everyone else was 6'11. It was like Hakeem, the Admiral, and then Nate Thurman, I think.
Damn.
So. Yeah, it's an interesting one. It's an interesting one. That's wild that it's been that long since 94.
Yeah. It's pretty like the triple double thing. I feel like, you know, your mileage may vary on how much you buy into that and like whether that should be something that we ultimately reward MVP over, but it's like quadruple double is pretty nuts.
Well, because that was like Russ's claim for a long time. Like, the amount of triple doubles this guy gets.
Yeah.
He's
got
to be.
I mean, he won the MVP off that.
That MVP award was like fueled by his averaging a triple double.
Yeah.
Like, at the time, it was like, oh, no one's done it since Oscar Robinson.
Right.
Yeah. And now Russ has done it like too often. Right. Where it's like people, oh, he's just a stat.
Yeah, guy. Whatever. It's just a triple double. It's like now we got to be like, all right, he had three quadruple doubles in his season. Okay.
The way we become numb to that stuff is kind of sad. Like, think about Giannis, where it's just like you watch Giannis now and it's like Wemby's the new thing, but at some point we're just going to become numb to Wemby. Right. And it's already start. Someone asked, I saw this on social media, it became a huge thing. Can Wemby, or when will Wemby be the best player in the NBA? And there was a groundswell of responses that says he'll never be the best player in the NBA because of his like offensive skill set. And I'm like, if anything, Giannis has been the best player in the NBA for multiple seasons. And like, he has never, everyone came back to like, he's not a primary initiator. We've seen people who aren't primary initiators be the best player. And if you're going to put up, you know, 5x5s and maybe get a quintuple double or a quadruple double at some point,
right?
I find it incredibly odd that there are people that are still skeptical of him just because he's big and skinny. I just, I find that bizarre.
Yeah, I think it's going to be sooner rather than later. Like not like next season, but I think he could be prettier, like shockingly early in his career. Wemby could be. If I said the
before or after 2027, would you take which way would you go?
Well, that's years and years into the future. Yeah. I don't even know if the world's going to still be around. Oh, I'm sorry, that's 3 years from now.
A Carrington event could knock out all of our electronics. Yeah, yeah.
Probably around 2027 is like the early prediction, but I don't think it's impossible.
Yeah.
I guess when's the last time we had someone in their fourth season or fifth season be the best player in the, like, was LeBron the best player in the NBA when he was in his fifth season?
In 2007 or 2008?
Yeah, I think probably. That was around when he was becoming the best player.
He was getting,
because he was definitely like a little bit ahead of schedule.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I guess, you know, we were talking about some of the Kia ladder races earlier, but you know, Dan, since we have you, let's get a refined expert opinion on some of these races.
Yeah. Who else are we bringing on?
Yeah. Dan, look at this guy. He's always got the stuff. But yeah, I mean,
who's this character?
Who is this guy? Okay, let's start with MVP. What do you think? Let me get your thoughts on that.
I think it's Jokic right now. I mean, he has just been so dominant, and he's actually improved defensively this year. I think I wouldn't be shocked, though, if Shea ends up winning, because it feels like there's a scenario where Jokic kind of hits cruise control over the last like few weeks of the season, and that the margins are so close that if Shea's really going for the award, or even if Luka, that they could end up usurping him. But if it was the award was being chosen today, I'd pick Jokic fairly comfortably, but like Shea is he's right there. And it feels like, I know we kind of went through this with Jokic and Embiid last year, but to have it be this close this season with Shea and Jokic so late and where it still feels so undecided is not something I would have expected. It comes back to the entire Thunder. I was a huge fan of Shea, but Thunder being in contention for the best record in the West, Shea being one of the top two MVP candidates, just not stuff I had on my 2023-2024 bingo card.
Right. Yeah. What about rookie of the year?
That one's a dumb deal, right? Isn't it?
I think most people had it as a dumb deal, it just being Chet Holmgren. And I think Wemby, ever since they moved him, is like, the Spurs decided, oh, okay, he's like, he's a big. He's going to be our five. I think Wemby has closed the gap. And there's a case, I don't know if he's going to, you mentioned defensive player of the year. He's definitely not going to win that, but like, I think Tim Duncan was the last rookie to make an all-defense team, and if I was going through it now, I think Wemby probably deserves to make one. And so, like, if he's going to be a rookie who makes an all-defense team, I kind of feel like he needs to win Rookie of the Year. But I think it's going to be close. I probably would lean Wemby at this point, though, because he is transformative. It's not even just the blocks; it's just like, you ever watch the ground that he covers? It's just like, it doesn't make any sense. So I lean Wemby, but it's close between him and Chet.
Yeah, just producer Jabari got, only five NBA rookies have made an all-defense team. Kareem, Hakeem, Manute, David Robinson, and Tim Duncan.
I think he's in that category.
Just doing these things. My God. Yeah.
I know. Storied club. Storied franchise. What about most improved?
This one's tough. I still go with Scottie Barnes, but there's like really strong cases for, I mean, with Scottie Barnes, he's improved defensively, and I think as a passer this year and as a shooter, and the scale at which he's done it, where this is already who was a very good player and then made the jump to All-Star, I do think that matters. But you have guys like Alperen Şengün, there's Cam Thomas, probably deserves to be in there for what he's done in Brooklyn. Like this feels like it's going to be like a pretty deep ballot when you're looking at potential candidates. It's Scotty Barnes for me at the moment, though.
I got Maxie. Maxie's leading the odds right now. So
That's actually surprising to me.
Yeah. I'm not seeing Scotty Barnes anywhere near the top. I'm wondering, do people just think that because he's so good? Yeah, he's like way down there, Scotty Barnes. You should go get some action on that, man. You can get really good value.
Wow. Yeah, I'm looking at him now. Why is like people like Cade Cunningham's ahead of him? That's weird. I mean, Coby White is another good one. And I will say, I don't know where you guys land on this. I'd be curious to see. I'm not a fan of second players winning the award just because I feel like you're expected second year players, because I feel like you're expected to make this huge leap.
Yeah. But
to go back to the Thunder, Jalen Williams was already really good and may have just made the leap to like basically or close to an all-star. So that's like kind of a name that I could see creeping up.
I feel like he deserves it, but he's not going to like get it necessarily. Yeah. But yeah, Jalen Williams has been incredible. Haliburton makes sense. Like I would have thought, like if you told me what his season was going to be like, I would have thought maybe he was an option in the same way that Ja got it a few years back, right? And, you know, it was like went from borderline all-star to one of the best players in the league. But it doesn't seem like the odds are very good on that one. So I'm happy with Maxey. We need the wins in Philadelphia.
Yeah. And finally, what about Doc Rivers' final post-game excuse in May? What are those going to be?
Hey, I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. Coaching this team. Coaching Giannis? Antetokounmpo?
What a wild take. I told him, don't bring me in now.
Wait till all like unsolicited, basically, where it's like you're kind of just on the subject of coaching the Bucks, and he feels the need to say, oh, I didn't want to coach the Bucks, or you never want to do this. This is so hard. Like, woe is me. I've been gainfully employed for the past 2.5 decades.
Right.
There's probably a point where we're making him too much of a meme because he has been a good coach, but at every stop he's gone to, he's developed his reputation as like a very good manager of superstar egos. Let's go back to the Clippers. Problems in the locker room, both iterations. The Sixers, problems in the locker room, both iterations. The Ben Simmons era, the James Harden era. And now you're in Milwaukee and just kind of like throwing the team or the organization under the bus. Like, why would you fire Adrian Griffin? That doesn't make any sense and hire me. I just,
yeah.
Why'd you hire me? All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll do the fastest segment in podcasting. We'll be right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall, plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
And we're back. Dan Favalli.
Just got it a might chill be. From that laugh.
Look, man, I think it's Friday the 13th because it's about to be a nightmare on Pod Street. Am I right, Jack?
Yeah. And in no way are you mixing different horror franchises. You nailed it.
Look, that's how you do it. It's how you do it. When you kind of have vague ideas of what those movies are about. But anyway, it's time for the rapid fire round of questions. Dan Favalli, you already know what time it is. We're going to ask you a question. You just chest pass the ball right back to us. Give us your quick answer. Don't think too hard. Just give us the answer, please. So we can maintain our title.
Was that Michael Myers just giving those instructions? Woo, because exactly. This must be a nightmare on my street on Friday the 13th.
Is it? Did I just saw Michael Myers right there? Because you know that mic is a chatterbox if I've ever heard one.
Oh, man.
Do you want to play a game, Dan Favalli? Well, guess what? You're about to. You ready?
I'm ready.
Start the clock, Brian.
Oh, he's so mad.
Okay, Jack, you want to go first? Or I go
no,
first?
I want you to go first, Miles. I desperately want you to go first. Go, go, go.
All right.
Go.
Dan Favalli, check out this list. You can pick now only three of these throwbacks from the 90s. Which three are you picking?
We've got Reggie Miller, era Indiana, Jazz from Malone Stockton. I was just reading. Okay.
Okay.
Give me that Vince Carter era Raptors jersey.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The Vancouver Grizzlies jersey goes incredibly hard.
Yeah. And who's that, Sharif? We're rocking that one? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that Houston Rockets jersey. What is that, Drexler? Who's in that picture? I can't really tell.
Yeah, it's Clive Glad.
Oh, yeah,
that is, bring those back. Why? And that should be their logo right now. I freaking love that Rockets logo.
Yeah, fantastic one. It's weird. I mean, we haven't even gotten to talk about the Clippers logo, but just briefly, fans, you fan of the Clippers rebrand?
I thought it was fine. I do not like, I was a fan of the powder blue stuff they were doing. So to kind of see that take a back seat was a little bit sad. I will say, when I saw their previous font, I always thought of, do you guys remember the Windows paperclip guy?
Yeah.
Pop up. Getting rid of that font is either a W or an L. I kind of like thinking about the Windows paperclip guy. So I missed that font a little bit. Yeah. But the logo goes pretty hard. It looks a little bit like the Seattle Mariners, but I like the actual like compass and ship stuff that's in there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not bad.
Not bad. All right, Dan, more likely to happen and why? Knicks Eastern Conference Final, Warriors Western Conference Final.
Warriors Western Conference Final. Just they have the pedigree with Steph.
Okay. How about this? More likely to happen and why? Cavs Eastern Conference Final or Lakers Western Conference Final?
That's easy. It's the Cavs Eastern Conference Final because the Lakers are Torian Prince's team and that's the problem.
God, I can't believe what I saw against the Suns.
More likely to happen, Bucks Eastern Conference Final, Suns Western Conference Final.
Ooh, it's Bucks Eastern Conference Final. I don't know how you can trust Phoenix in crunch time and to be healthy at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, give us your most underappreciated of the truly all-time greats. You know, someone that deserves to be mentioned, but doesn't really get the respect or at least the recognition they should when talking about all-timers.
I'm gonna go with T-Mac. I know he was injured, but like, do we remember what Pete T-Mac was like?
Yeah.
Just like as the scoring, but the passing, the shot blocking as a guard. Like, this is someone who I think, if he had the longevity, could have been like the scoring champion, the assist champion, and maybe just been making all defensive teams. And him, and I would also just nominate Grant Hill, who I think might have been gone down as like one of the 10 best players of all time, and he never gotten injured, and would be probably the player I most want to see among legends in like today's era, where I feel like his game would just plop right in and he could dominate.
All right. And finally, what is the one moment or game from NBA history you wish Twitter had been around for?
That I wish Twitter had been around for?
Yeah.
I can't even think. This is too hard. I like feel like I need to
think
about it.
It can't be too hard, Dan, or else the whole show falls apart.
All right. So I feel like, what if Twitter was around for like the Michael Jordan, like the shot against the Jazz, or even, can I go off the court, like the food poisoning with Michael, like that game, and having that whole pizza,
that whole series
element story
been,
behind it.
Yeah,
would have been,
the memes would have been wild.
Oh my God. Because the conspiracy theories would have already been flaring up by the time the first vomit hit the toilet, you know, like people would be like, they poisoned him.
right. My cousin knows a guy, look, and you're like, oh yep.
Or there absolutely would have been like the counter reports where it's, well, we actually saw Jordan charter a jet to Vegas before the game.
Yeah.
And it was like,
what really happened there?
Well, Dan Favale, you have made it through the shooting gallery that is the rapid fire round of questioning on Miles and Jack Up Matt Boosties. Thank you so much for joining us once again. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
They can find me on Twitter. It's just my name, at Dan Favale, F-A-V-A-L-E. And if they're looking for more general NBA talk, I co-host the Hardwood Knox podcast that is spelled exactly as it sounds.
It's the Hardwood Knox.
K-N-O-X.
That used to be our intro music until we remembered like 7 or 8 years ago that copyright issues were a thing.
Yeah. Happens to the best of us on here. Online. Yeah. Darn things. Well, you can follow us on Twitter. First of all, you can follow the hashtag for show links and updates. Hashtag Mad Boosties, B-O-O-S-T-I-E-S. You can follow me on Twitter at Miles of Gray.
I'm at Jack_O'Brien.
Woo. And that was it. 102.
That's it. We did 102. 102 in the books. 103 Woo. Coming at you.
Benny and two Georges in the back, baby.
That's right.
Guess what? We're going to be back for another one, 103, a straight up banger and mash. We'll see you next time on Miles Jack Up Matt Boosties.
Bye.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.